I was drawn to the mountains even as a little girl.
At the turn of this century, a time when climbing suits were not yet readily available in women's sizes, five mountaineers set out on individual missions to climb the world's highest peaks.
It's funny, or maybe crazy, but it's true.
Fourteen mountains, all above 8,000 meters. Picture 5 miles of rock stretching up towards the sky.
I think it's the first time when I feel fear.
The much-coveted title of first woman to scale the 14 8,000ers was up for grabs, and the mountaineers all knew only one of them would succeed.
I have to say, for somebody outside, it could seem that this is super dangerous. Not even an emergency oxygen I had with me.
And the setting for this incredible tale, South Asia, the Himalayan and Karakoram mountain ranges.
It's amazing. It's the shadow of Cape too. Incredible.
But these climbers had no time to sit and drink in the view.
I didn't feel it was a competition, because clearly mountaineering cannot be defined as a competition.
But whether they liked it or not, this would come to be seen as a race, a deadly race.
That would impact them on and off the peaks.
I have a big depression when we're 31 years old.
I don't deceive. That's not how I live my life.
Lives would be lost.
I cried a lot. I didn't even realize I was crying.
Lives would be changed forever.
I had to keep breathing and just survive.
This little-known story may have happened well over a decade ago, but it has long-reaching consequences, still felt to this very day.
You cannot imagine how hard it was for me and how many sleepless nights I had because of this.
That's Amazing Sports Stories, our four-part series, Chasing Mountains, coming soon from the BBC World Service.
Search for Amazing Sports Stories wherever you get your BBC podcasts.